This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Rick Rousseau is a minister friend of mine from Longmont, Colorado, and he's described what it's like to have to preach week after week better than any other analogy I've ever heard of, because I could really relate to it. He said, preaching week after week is like having a baby on Sunday morning, waking up Monday morning to find out you're pregnant again. And you have to do it all over again. And the next Sunday, you have a baby, and then Monday morning, you're pregnant again. And because you're constantly under that pressure to create and work, and thank God the Lord helps you with that. But that was a great analogy or word picture for me. It's a story that I associate with Billy Graham because I heard Billy Graham tell it years ago about the typical coal mining accident in eastern Kentucky or West Virginia. A number of miners are trapped in the cave, and there's communication established, crude communication with the coal miners before the days of radios and that kind of thing. And according to this story told by Billy Graham, one of the coal miners could be heard tapping out in Morse code the same question over and over. Is there any hope? Is there any hope? Is there any hope? That's all he wanted to know. He didn't want to know, when are you going to get us out of here? He didn't ask for a time frame. He just said, is there any hope? And the thought occurred to me, and there are people in this room, just as there were people in the first service, who are privately asking the same question. Is there any hope for our family? Is there any hope for our marriage? Is there any hope for our extended family? Is there any hope for this country? Is there any hope for grandma or grandpa in their sickness? And life is oftentimes asking the question, is there any hope? All of that to lead in to the message today from 1 Corinthians, where we point out the fact that there is hope, and it's only in the Lord. The only hope, and I do mean only, that you have, that I have, is not in a philosophy or a concept. It's in the risen Lord. Underline the word risen. There's a movement in the world today. It's not just in our country. It's worldwide, to diminish, discount, or dismiss the idea of the resurrection of Christ, to somehow say that Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead. That's behind it all. And if you do that, you eliminate all the power from Christianity. Romans 1 would say that Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by what? His miracles? No. It doesn't say Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by the Beatitudes or Sermon on the Mount. Absolutely not. Jesus was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. That's where the power is. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones was a doctor in England, a medical doctor. He practiced medicine for 6 years when he felt the call of God upon his life to go in the ministry. So here you are, a medical doctor. You're trained as a doctor. And what do? And he prepared for the ministry. He became known as the greatest preacher in England of his day, in his generation, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he would say this, without the resurrection of Christ, there is no Christianity. It's not a matter of that being a severe blow to Christianity or a real negative thing. There is no Christianity without the resurrected Christ. So in the series that we're preaching through this book of the Bible, 1 Corinthians, we're going to look at the classic passage where Paul says, here it is in a nutshell, the only hope that you have and I have, it's in the resurrection. It's in 1 Corinthians 15. We pick it up with verse 1. Paul is speaking. Now, brothers, I want to remind you, Paul says, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.